From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. For those of you who just don't want to let this election season go, then we have the story for you. Congressman Alan West now has one last chance to pull out a win in the 18th district. That race still hasn't been certified. Lawyers for West are supposed to be in court on Friday to try to get a full recount in his contest with Democrat Patrick Murphy. Matt Laszlo reports supposed congressman and lame duck congressman are now in the odd position of both being in Washington at the same time.
While at the Capitol this week, both Democrat Patrick Murphy and Republican incumbent Alan West are keeping an eye on what's happening in the 18th district. Murphy is so confident of victory, he's taking part in the orientation for freshman lawmakers. But West, who is here casting votes in the lame duck session, says not so fast. He's still not convinced local Democratic election officials weren't involved in what he calls nefarious activities.
Look, it's not about me. It's about when we get to the point where people don't have trust and confidence in the electoral process in the United States of America, then we're no better than Zimbabwe.
West is challenging the election results in court because he's dubious of new vote counts that have tilted towards Murphy. Local officials agreed to give him a partial recount, but West says he won't be happy until a full recount is conducted.
You know, I think that we're asking for something that's very simple. And I think that the state should, not go down the path of certifying this election until the questions of the voters are answered. And, there are other people that are plaintiffs on that lawsuit with me that are early voters because they're concerned. So this is not about me.
It's unclear when the 18th district contest will get called, but both contestants are in Washington, ready to get to work if it tilts in their favor. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Miami Mayor Tomas Regalado believes it's time for Major League Baseball to step in and take action on the Miami Marlins trade. Jeffrey Loria, owner, has indicated he's just trying to dump some losing baseball players, but city and county leaders think he may really be trying to dump some high salaries. Regalado is writing Commissioner Bud Selig to outline what he says is an affront to a city that bent over backward for the team stadium. Regalado opposed this deal all along, and so did Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez, who voted against giving away public money to the Marlins when he was a commissioner.
There was no revenue sharing, nothing whatsoever. We didn't get any revenue from the naming rights. We don't get any revenue from concessions. We get nothing. And yet we invested the vast majority of public money was put in to build the facility. That's where I have a problem. We don't want a majority of it. We just want a piece. And that never came to pass. All we got was all the debt.
Miami spent $119 million, Miami-Dade County nearly $400 million, the Marlins $120 million. The high-dollar trade is expected to save the team $160 million on the payroll. Governor Rick Scott now says he will work with the feds on the Affordable Care Act. Scott had balked at any parts of the health care overhaul that the state controls. States now have 1 month to prove to the feds that they are going to create a state-based digital marketplace where consumers can shop around for health insurance. For news at any time, WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?